My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. What's up? What's the look for?
I was just curious. I just took a look at your face and noticed that you still have the scruff going.
Yeah.
So you didn't shave yet.
No.
Did you sleep as soon as you got home yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I wake up late today? Yep. Was I planning on shaving? Yep. Is it starting to itch? Yep.
Are you miserable?
I wouldn't say miserable, but I've never had the breakthrough moment with any kind of beard that I don't like shaving. This is longer than I'm comfortable with. You can see it on twitch.tv or youtube.com. I don't think anybody really cares about my personal hygiene, but I hope I don't smell bad. I don't smell bad. I've showered. Is there an odor?
No. I've always said Doug is funky, but there's no funk.
All right, gotcha. Okay, so we talked about yesterday the defensive tackles list, and ESPN is doing this thing where they get coaches, execs, and scouts to rank position groups, rank players. And today it was defensive ends. Do you think Aiden Hutchinson made the top 10?
God, I think he'd be right on the cusp of it. I'll say yes.
He did. I'll read the top 10. At number one, Myles Garrett. Number two, T.J. Watt. Number three, Micah Parsons. Holding steady from a year ago. Number four, Nick Bosa. Number five, Max Crosby. Number six, Aiden Hutchinson.
I could see that.
Danielle Hunter is seven.
Would have thought Hunter would have been ahead of Aiden.
Josh Hines Allen,
there you go.
Is now eight.
Maybe would have thought he would have been ahead of him.
Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals is nine. Brian Burns, Giants 10. Honorable mentions, Khalil Mack, Rashawn Gary, Hassan Reddick, Jalen Phillips, Montez Sweat, Will Anderson. Here's the quote from an unnamed executive. A scouting director of an NFL team says of Aiden Hutchinson, high ceiling, he will be the next Nick Bosa, banking on him getting even better, highly disruptive, physical, near rare motor. High praise indeed.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what's said there. I think he's a guy who's relentless and wants to be on the field for every play. And if he comes off the field, it's because he's completely gassed. He goes 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's got such a high pressure rate. What you want is the sack total to be higher, that those pressures turn into more sacks. And I think that will happen as he matures as a player. And now that they brought in a pass rushing specialist in the defensive line, a coach that's very well recognized, that perhaps that'll unlock some other moves and more production, and hoping that there's some sort of consistency on the other side of the defensive line, of course, that would also help him out.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Tim and Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, well, I'll say Grand Tetons for Wyoming, but I also have a bear story if you got time.
Oh, yeah.
I love the bear story.
We always got stories for bears.
Go for that bear. So,
we were there about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I guess. And we were hiking. We were fairly high up in the mountains. Everybody started yelling, there's a bear up this one little trail. So when I went up there, a lot of people were going up there. And you could see it sort of below the trail. It was kind of a little steep there. And there's like 25 of us watching the bear, right? All of a sudden, the bear jumps on this rock. I didn't know they were that agile. And then I'm taking a picture. Then he comes on the trail. Then he starts walking at us. And I took another picture. And then all of a sudden, I realized there's only four of us left out of the 25. Everybody else boogied. And my wife's cousin, Cindy, she's tough. She was sitting right there with us. And we all pulled out our bear spray. And it got maybe 8 yards in front of us. Wow. And we were all, like, talking. They said, don't run. So we didn't go anywhere. And we said, one more step, we're spraying. And then it just casually walked to the side. It looked like it was annoyed we were in his way. It didn't look vicious or anything.
What kind of bear was it?
Well, it was, they called it a cinnamon black bear. I mean, it was brown. So at first I thought, this isn't a grizzly, because I'm not that good at understanding. But people said it was a cinnamon brown black bear.
Okay.
So,
we talked about this yesterday. For people who don't know, the reason he brought up, Tim, thank you for the phone call and adding to the list, Grand Tetons. Wyoming joined the United States back in 1890, on this date in 1890, as our 44th state. So we were trying to get the definitive list of Wyoming from a Michigan perspective, and we can add to the list here, Grand Tetons. But we talked about this because I had gone to Glacier National Park, and everywhere we hiked, there were signs about bears, and we had this can of bear spray, and it seemed highly inadequate to fend off a bear, but it works, although we didn't really know how to use it. And we've had callers call and say you spray the ground like 10 feet in front of you, and it kind of acts as a bit of a force field as it pertains to bears. But
so they're repelled by it.
Yeah. So that's why he brought up the bear story. Here are some more Wyoming facts from a Michigan perspective.
Okay.
Cheyenne, Wyoming is halfway from Ann Arbor to Santa Rosa, California, if you need to road trip across I-80. That's from Derek in California.
Still that far away, huh?
Pretty crazy, huh?
Wow.
If I got to Cheyenne, Wyoming on my way to Santa Rosa, California,
two-thirds of the way there.
I would have thought I was close. You get out west, though.
Yeah, those states
it's
are pretty
great.
Wide.
There's some great grand space between stuff. We made that mistake on vacations before. Like, we'll just fly to Salt Lake and then drive to San Diego.
Plus, you got to think of, like, Northern California compared to Southern California.
It's massive.
The change in the direction from going to the southeast there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the southeast part of the state is considerably further east than the northwest part of the state.
Yeah, it's,
which is where Santa Rosa is.
If you think about, what do you think is a longer drive? I'm going to pick a place on I-5 right inside of California. And what am I? I find the town of Hilt, H-I-L-T. What do you think the drive is from Hilt to San Diego? Do you think it's longer than here to Orlando?
Well, Hilt is in California as well?
It's the first city off I-5's exit as you go from Oregon to California.
I would think that it's further to go from Detroit to Orlando than it is from Hilt to San Diego.
Let's
take
a look here.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that bend, though. That bend makes it even longer. Good question. That's a great question. I'll still say Detroit to Orlando.
Detroit to Orlando is longer by about 4 hours, looks like. Still, that tells you how big.
Is driving.
Yeah, it's true. How big California is.
And if that co-pilot's going to stay awake, or he's just going to fall asleep and let you drive all the way to Traverse City without helping you out.
Okay, that was a rough Thursday night. And if the roles were reversed, I'd gladly help you out.
Didn't see you offering up your vehicle.
Nope, not that time.
Or any time.
Are you really worried about your workload here at 97.1 a ticket?
Yes.
Next up, regarding Wyoming, I'll trump your Fennis Dembo with a Theo Ratliff. That's from Eric and Waterloo.
Ratliff from Wyoming, too?
Yep.
I think so. Yeah, there you go, Gator.
All right, so we got 44th State, Fennis Dembo, Jay Berry, Yellowstone, Josh Allen, 307 area code, Grand Tetons, Theo Ratliff, Cheyenne, halfway between Ann Arbor and Santa Rosa, California. Is that the definitive list? Is that?
That's a pretty good list. Yeah. I was going to say, how far is it from Cheyenne to Laramie?
I can look it up. I'm going to bet it's 5 hours.
Okay. I don't know where they are in the map.
Having been to Laramie?
Laramie to Whitefish.
Cheyenne to Laramie. We all want to make note of this because I'm sure this will be useful information.
Yes, of course it is.
You know what the distance is? 52 minutes.
Look at that.
From Cheyenne to Laramie.
Big cities next to each other.
I guess so.
The rest of the state, nobody lives in the rest of the state.
Huge cities.
Yeah. All right, Laramie to Whitefish. Is that what you asked? Or yes, Cheyenne to Whitefish?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, one of the either way.
Laramie to Whitefish is approximately 13 hours and 14 minutes. So there you go. 248-539-9797. All right, interesting quote about the future of a Detroit Tiger on a story just written by one of our beat writers. We'll get to that coming up at 148 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.